With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Manufacturing icon U.S. Steel is sold, correspondent Norman Hall reports.
U.S. Steel, the Pittsburgh steel producer that played a key role in the nation's industrialization, is being acquired by Nippon Steel in an all-cash deal valued at approximately $14.1 billion. The combined company will be among the top three steel-producing companies in the world, according to 2022 figures from the World Steel Association. According to the group, of the nearly 2 billion metric tons of steel produced annually across the globe, about 54% comes from China. U.S. Steel will keep its name and its headquarters in Pittsburgh, where it was founded in 1901 by J.P. Morgan and Andrew Carnegie. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Food and Drug Administration has found extremely high lead levels in cinnamon at a plant in Ecuador that made tainted fruit pouches, Ed Donahue reports.
FDA inspectors say cinnamon tested from the plant had levels of lead more than 2,000 times higher than a maximum level proposed by the agency. The spice was supplied to Austro Foods, which made the pouches. The applesauce pouches were sold under three brand names, Wanabana, Schnucks, and Wise. The CDC says at least 125 children from 22 states may have been sickened by lead poisoning. FDA numbers have fewer kids getting sick, but the cases cover 27 states. The FDA says lead has not been detected in any fruit pouch products made without cinnamon and sold in the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A storm barreling through the northeastern U.S. has flooded roads and downed trees, knocked out power to hundreds of thousands, forced flight cancellations and school closures, and killed at least four. Senate Bill 4 signed into law by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, creating a new state crime for illegal entry or reentry into Texas. This is SRN News. The question is, do you have a soul?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 83% of Americans say yes, they do believe they have a soul. 81% also say they think there's a spiritual world beyond the physical, even if we cannot see it. However, only about one-third of respondents say they feel they've actually had a personal encounter with a spirit or an unseen spiritual force. 74% agree with the statement, quote, some things can't be explained by science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist churches had a five-year window to leave the denomination over disputes involving gay marriage and LGBT ordination. The window closes December 31st, and the results are in. One quarter of all UMC congregations in the country have received permission to leave. That's more than 5,000 this year, more than 7,000 since 2019. The vast majority are conservative-leaning churches. This is SRN News. A full-scale response to Houthi terrorist attacks on U.S. targets around Yemen may be in the works. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
After nearly 100 rocket and drone attacks against U.S. assets by the Houthis, Iran's Yemeni terror proxies, expectations that Washington is finally prepared to answer the provocations are rife in the region. The Biden administration has been under pressure to respond militarily against the terrorists. The recent uptick in attacks on shipping in the Red Sea and the Houthis' vow to strike at Israel-bound vessels has increased the likelihood of an American response. The Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group has been positioned into the Gulf of Aden to support U.S. action. Commercial shippers have begun to reroute their ships away from the area, while three clone attacks were reported on Monday. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.